The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuman Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara, starts the last few lines of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, discusses the din, one of the more interesting dinim in the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur. V'chol Adam La'iyah Ba'el Moed, there's an Isser for anybody else to be in the Ba'el Moed when the Kohen Gadol came in to do the Avodah Sakatayrus. Not only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it's in the Kodesh. The source of the din, as we just said, is the Keteris of Yom Kippur. What we are learning about now is Sugya. Lamaisa, the Gemara compares it. The Gemara says that it's going on, Bavoya la Kodesh, Lechaper, is going on any Kapor, even Kaporas Adam, of Karbonis that were done on Yom Kippur, was the Dam Apor, the Dam Asor. The whole year round, it was only if the whole Klai Sochel, the Naveru, that Dam had to be Mechaper, Lefnim, on the Hechel. All that has a din of La'iyah Adam Ba'il Moed B'voyah L'chapa. L'chayra, it seems to be all the same din. One din is when he's Makdik Teres. One din is when he's Mechapa V'dam. And then there's the Teres of Yom Kippur. A look at the Rambam teaches us that each din has its own ramifications. The Rambam in the Hilchus Tmidin, Per Gimel Halacha Gimel, says Be'eshim Akhtirin Akhtiris Be'echel. The Rambam says the din, the Isser, La'iyah Adam Ba'il Moed, when we're talking about the Keteris of every day, that it was also for somebody else to be in the Heichel when the Kohen was Makter, Bo'ez Shemaktirin HaKeteris BeHeichel, when he's being Makter, when he's actually putting the Keteris on the Mizbech. Then the Rambam continues, V'chein B'shoh SheYikones B'dam Chatas Pnimis, when he goes into the Heichel to bring Dam to put on the Mizbech. Here he talks about B'shas Tavoyde, here he talks about when he goes in. What does that tell us? Why should there be a chilek between the two? Why should there be a chilek that dam, the issur la'iyah adam ba'el moed, as soon as the kohen with the dam in his hand walks in to the kodesh, the keteris, even when he's in, there's no issur, the issur is only b'shosh maktirin haketeris. This would lead us in the direction of answering a famous kasha d'achrayim. The kasha brought down in the sefer Malbusha Yomtiv. Malbusha Yomtiv was the rov, Reblipala Mir, was the rov of the city of Mir. Before the yeshiva was there, but before the yeshiva rose to worldwide prominence in the mid-1800s, 1850s, 1860s, maybe later, 1870s even. And in his sefer, he asks a kasha that the Mishnah says by us, v'chol yoyim, when a kohen would be makta the keteris, it says the Mishnah in Talmud tells us, in Perek Vav Talmud, that he would go in echad me'oyavav to hold the kli, the bozoch, to going with him. What happened to the Isser? Lo Yodim Ba'el Moed. How do we get around that? So, Lechayr, that would be Moichiach, that the Isser is only B'Shas HaKtaro. This that the Mishnah says that he went in with him to carry the Kli was only until he got to the Eis HaKtaro. B'Shas HaKtaro, he had to go out. If he had to go out B'Shas HaKtaro, he wasn't over on that Halacha. But that would seem to be true Ben HaKtaris. But the Dam is B'Shosh Yikonis, the Rambam says. So, why would there be a Chilik between the two? So, Reb Chaim Brisker says like this. Reb Chaim says that it's not the act of haktoras haktoris which carries with it the iser of lo yiyah adam ba'el moed. It's the avoidas dam pnimis, the avoidas haktoris. What does that mean? That means like this. Dam, we know that in the seder avoidas adam, in every korban there's shechita, which could be done by a zar. Then there's kabbalah halacha zrika, the kabbalah, the halacha, which seems to be not an avoida, but it's just something that serves the purpose of bringing it to the Mizbeach. And true, truth to tell, there's a Manda Omar in Zvachim Daf Yudalit that doubts that there could be psulim in Halacha. Halacha is an avoida. Halacha just means if you shecht near the Mizbeach, you won't need Halacha. If you shecht is further away, you'll have to be Moilachit. But we paskin that Halacha is an avoida in the full sense of the word. Machshav is hapoislois. In the other avoidis, pasul also in halacha, in every type of halacha. The halacha bringing the dam towards the mizbeach haplin is also part of the avoida. As soon as he goes in with the dam, he's being oisik in the avoida lifnim of bringing the dam and putting it on the mizbeach. The bringing of the dam is also part of the avoida. Masha'enkin the keteris, there's no din that the keteris has to be brought. It's not part of the seder avoida of the keteris to be brought. There's no avoidus hoy locha. The avoid is the haktorah on the mizbeach. Everything else is only a preparation. The mail of the bringing it into the kodesh is not part of the avodah. There's no issur for the other kohen to be standing there. The issur is only b'shas haktorah. That's the avodah haktorah. And over there is an issur la'yad and ba'al mo'ed. So that's the chovah the Rambam meant to point out. Another point. The pasuk is telling us a lav lo yod and boil moed. There seems to be an issur on anybody else standing there. The avodah has to be done privately. It has to be done bichidus. There's an issur on anybody to be standing there when the kohen performs laktos or any of the other avodahs or the hadam that are bifnim. The problem is that none of the money and mitzvahs counted as a lav. If it's an issur on somebody standing there, there should be a lav. You're not allowed to stand. The kohen is not allowed to stand there. Be'ez bevoy lechaper ba'kodesh. Why isn't it counted as a lav? So Reb Chaim points out that the issur is not an issur. The issur of somebody else standing there is not an issur on the person who's standing there. It's a chelik of the avoida. Reb Chaim says something very profound. It's not an issur for the person to stand there. A chelik, an inherent part of the avoida that's done lefnim, is that it should be done in a sense of being alone, in a sense of being a yochid. It's a din in the oivit. Well, all it is a prat. The same way he has to do with his right hand. The same way he has to be standing on the ritzpah. The same way he has to not think much. He also has to be levado. He has to be yechidus in front of the Rabban Shlomo. It's not an issur on the person standing there. It's a psul. It doesn't possible. But it's a chsorin in the avoidah being performed. It's part of the avoidah. No, it doesn't carry with it a separate shame loisase. What's interesting about this idea that he has to be standing by himself is the Tzitz Yishonim brings down Hashem to Yerushalmi that even Malachim are also to be there. Ad Kedei Kach, the Tzitz Yishonim asks what seems to be a almost acute kasha. The Tzeduki, the Gemara says in Daf Yotzeh, it was a Tzeduki who wanted to tamper with Avodas Yom Kippur. He went into the Kodesh Kadoshim and a Malach gave him a Zetz and he died. Frekt the Tzitz Yishonim, how is the Malach allowed to be there? It says, Lo'i Odom Boil Moid. Yerushalmi says, even Odom, that even a malach that has a tzura of an adam is also not allowed to be there. Be'ez yovei al hakodesh. So how is the malach allowed to be there to give him a patch? So Tzitz Yishonim says that since the tzeduki did the avoda in the wrong way, so memela that's not called that there wasn't bevoy al hakodesh. It wasn't a ma'isa avoda that would carry with it the din of lo yodim bo'el moed. So we see from here also the achrayim point out. If the issur is an issur, is a loisus on the person standing there, malach doesn't have issurim. There's no lavin and essin. There's nothing in the meaning of tayag set to malachim. So what is it? It's not a din in the malach. It's a din the person's not allowed to be there. If anybody else is there, even if a malach is there. Interesting. In the medrash adds another element to this. The medrash wants to know, la'iyah, the pasuk says, v'chol odom la'iyah ba'el moed. Medrash asks something which is almost, if the Medrash wouldn't say, we would say, it's almost facetious, such a question. How is he himself allowed to be there? Nobody's allowed to be there. Obviously, again, from the Kasha you see, it's not an issue on somebody else standing there. He has a mitzvah, he has to go in to do the avodah. When the Kohen walks into the, when the Kohen Gadol walks into the Kodesh Kadoshim, of course, he's doing it as a mitzvah. There's no aver on him. So we see again, there's a din avoid, and avoid has to be done in a way that there's no v'choladim lo'yeh. How is he himself allowed to be there? Shteit medrash adov anoyru, adov amavim. Shteit epishor she'ovad b'fnayim b'fim shor sol lov ruach ha'koydish. He's saying this la'alocha. Shor sol lov ruach ha'koydish uponov boyarois kelapidim. His face assumed form of a malach. His face is so he turned into a malach. As soon as he turned into a malach, there's no bitl of the din cholam le'yeh ba'al moed. There was no human being there. He became ois human being at that second. The famous Gemara in Brachos that was turned into a nigin Yishmael b'ni, where the malach came to Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol to get a bracha, because at that point he was higher than the malach. He wasn't an adam anymore. He was the highest of the malachim. An adam who turns into a malach is higher than a malach. A malach was created that way. Adam has to turn himself into that, which is, by the way, in this medrash itself, if the Yerushalmi says that the malach is not allowed to be there, and the Adam turns into a malach, what type of eitz is that? He only turned to a malach. The teretz is that a malach who comes from a human being is higher than a regular malach, and he's allowed to be there. Only a regular malach was created that way. A man that becomes a malach, he's who should be standing there b'shas avodah. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. But in any case, it's clear that it's a din in the avodah. The avodah has to be done in a sense where there's no human contact. It's a very profound idea. What's interesting is that the Medrash asks this kasha on the pasuk, how is he allowed to be there? And it's clear that this shows of Ruach HaKodesh, who part of Boyeroi's Kalapidim, Kalapidesh, is only on Yom Kippur. We're not talking about the Kohen who does every day the Ketores in the Kodesh, doesn't turn to a Malach. So what do you do with him? There's an issue there also in somebody else being there. What we have to say is that Darga is Darga Siyesh Bedova. There's a Darga of all year round that the Kohen who walks in to be Ovid, there's no Bittel of Adam when he's there alone. Now I want to go back a step. And here it goes back a little bit to what we discussed in the previous year. The Rebbeinu Shem created Adam Rishoin. The Rebbeinu Shem created Adam Nivri Yechidi, the Mishnah tells us in Ovis. The Cheshivas of man is found in the fact that he was created Yechidi. He's alone. He's unique and he's alone. The Pasuk thereafter says, Lo Tova Yishliyo is Levadoi. But he wasn't created that way, because the Levadoi, Viniska Vashem Levadoi, Palaturim Shtelsu, that the Levadoi has to do with that. There's a sense of Levadoi, the same way the Rebbeinu Shlom Kiviyachol, is Levadoi in the Bria, and it'll be that way lost love, where Ra will become bottle. And Viniska Vashem Levadoi, Rebbeinu Shlom will triumph, he'll be Levadoi, he'll be the only existence. Man, in the sense of this world, in Olam Hazeh, is Levadoi. He was created that way, Ha'odam Nivri Yechidi. After that, there's a struggle. He has to take Chava, and he has to, even though Chava could be connected, he has to turn her into an Ezer. They have to become one. The Levadoi has to be created with hard work. In the reenactment, in the creating of Gan Eden in one's own home, the Levadoi has to be created with hard work. But Adam Rishon was created with that Bekoyach. He was created Levadoi. She was part of him. There was only one existence of man in the Bria. He mirrored the Rebbeinu Shlom in that sense. He was Levadoi. If man stands Lefnei Hashem, when he stands in the Heichel to do Avodah Lefnim, to bring Ketores on a daily basis, or to do Avodah Saddam, that has to be Befim, if there's somebody else standing there, that fact that there's somebody else in existence, there's somebody else with him, is a bitl of his status as Levadoi, his status as a Yochid. He has to be there alone. But if he's there alone, the fact that he's Yechidi, the person sits for himself. Sometimes the person goes for a walk and he looks up at the sky and he looks around him. When a person's alone, he could connect with the Rebbeinu Shlom in a different way. The Breslovers, Nachman was very big into this avoidah of being his boidus, of being by oneself. A person comes into his own, his sheer koima of connecting, feeling the Rebbeinu Shlom when he's alone. When he's with other people, there's a noise, there's a distraction, there's a sense of being mitmoded, we say in Ivrit. There's a sense of relating to others around us and not relating directly to the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Levadoi of a person gives them the ability to connect directly to the Rebbeinu Shlom without any mechitzes. When a person does the Avoida every day had to be done in a sense of Levadoi. It had to be done, there had to be the fullness of human expression, of human mitzius, of the Gadlus HaAdam inherent in man, inherent in every Tzelem HaLakim, inherent in every Yid, had to be expressed in the Levadoi of him being there by himself. He didn't have to be a Malach, because the fact that he was there himself is in and of itself Adam. The V'chol Adam Le'yir Ba'el Moed on an everyday level means he shouldn't be an Adam that gets distracted. He has to be himself, he has to be alone. He has to do the Avodah by himself. There has to be a complete devotion without any background music of other people. On Yom Kippur, when everybody turns into a Malach, everybody stands Lefnei Hashem, when we misvada, we say the vidu quietly, every single one of us stands in our own world, Lefnei Hashem. On Yom Kippur, the concept of V'cholodim L'yir Bo'el Moed means that even when he was Levadi, he can't be a person, he has to turn to a Malach. And not only a Malach, even a Malach can't be there. He has to be, in a sense, in order to return the world to its state of Adam Yishin Kain Machet, of Gan Eden, returning the world to its state of Bittul Arab, B'Shoy Roshoy, he has to reconnect with the sense of not being an Adam. He has to take his Adam and he has to turn it into a Malach, and even higher than a Malach, because the Adam that becomes a Malach, like we said, is higher than a Malach. So on Yom Kippur, the V'chol Adam L'yir Bo'el Moed was M'chayiv and Avodah on a higher level. He had to be Shor Sol of Ruach HaKadosh, who part of Boyeroi's Kalapin Eish. That was the Avodah Sakteris of Yom Kippur. But the Etzem Din of V'chol Adam L'yir Bo'el Moed is really the same. Yom Kippur is on one level, and every day when the Kohen went in and there was an Issa of Layir Adam by Almayit, the Avoida had to be done with a sense of Adam, which means only Adam Nivri Yechidi. He had to be there by himself. That's the Teretz to the Kasha. Otherwise, we're left with the Kasha. That on Yom Kippur, the Medrash says, that he turned into a Malach. What happened every day? The Kohen didn't turn into a Malach. Didn't have a Shiras Yom Koidim, he didn't have the Achoni, he's not a big Delov, he's not a Kohen Gadol. Has he turned to a Malach? The Teretz is when a person is Levadoi, when he goes out into a forest and he talks to the Rebbe Shalom one on one, when he stands Shemoneh Esrei, there's a certain Ispashas Agashmis. He is a Malach to a certain extent. If he's able to turn his cell phone off, I don't mean only his cell phone on his belt. All the cell phones of society, of pressures, of life, of all the different things around us that block out the Rebbe Shalom, if we turn that all off, when we daven, we're able to turn somewhat into a malach. When a person was by himself, though even was by himself, lefnim, he was able to reach that madrega on a limited level, chalam liba elayim. On Yom Kippur, he had to reach a higher level. This is all ashlama, what we discussed, the avodah of the keteris, as opposed to the other avodahs in the base of Mikdash, which related to people. This was an avodah that was performed by a malach. Like we said in the previous year, the Shema Yisrael chelik of Bichas Krishma is represented in the Beis HaMikdash by the Keteris. When we say Shema, we close our eyes, we black out all of existence. There's no distractions. We don't look at the world around us. By Shema, a person looks only inward. All there is a quietness, it says in a quiet voice. All there is the Rebbein Shalom. That reality creates an Adam who is he loses his status as an Adam, as a lowly Adam. He regains his status as a v'chol Adam, as a real Adam. Adam Rishon Koyin Machet, in the sense where the word Adam is related to Ha'aretz Hadoim Ragon, Hashemayim Shemayim Kisi. The Rebbein Shalom has only one place to put his feet, so to speak. V'Ha'aretz Hadoim Raglov, that Hadoim is related to the word Adam. The footstool of the Rebbein Shalom, Kiviyachon, in this world, is man who makes the Rebbein Shalom have a place to rest. Literally, in the words of the Pasuk Ha'aretz Hadoim Raglov, where the Rebbein Shalom could rest his feet, the Rebbein Shalom could feel comfortable being mashra and being megala hashpa also in the sense where man rises to the occasion.